KLA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Dasker, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody out there from coast to coast, from city to city. This is Cameron with you on another Friday evening. We got a great show tonight. We're going to have a wonderful guest coming up. Last week we had some good guests. We'll acknowledge them, as I always do every time I begin my show. But I'd like to introduce you to everyone out there from BBS Network, who are simulcasting our show live right now across the country and across the nation, as well as LA Talk Radio. And I would welcome all the new listeners that haven't listened to my show. Happy pre-Halloween. So happy Halloween, everybody. I hope everyone has fun tomorrow night. I know I'm going to cover the West Hollywood Parade, or Carnival, what they call it. Anyway, let me give out our phone numbers from coast to coast. It's a toll-free number. It's 323-203-0815, and that's toll-free Skype number. That's 323-203-0815. And you can call from Maine to Hawaii to Mauna Loa, like that song. Coast to coast, nation to nation, country to country. People in Mexico could call us. People from Uruguay could call us. Everywhere. So, you know, say if you have family could call. Anyway, let me give you my email. It's info at LA Talk Radio. You know, you just put the info there. Twitter.com/LA Talk Radio. Facebook, semicolon LA Talk Radio. And I'd like to thank our guests from last week. I always do that. That's our new thing now. Winifred Adams came in, and she's going to be releasing a new album in the next couple of months. And Jeannie Gilliam was in. She's a born-again Christian artist, and she's going to do her own album. So that's what's happening. And Mary was here. Mary was my former co-host when I did the cable show on Time Warner. So everyone wanted Mary. See what happened to Mary. Mary's doing good, actually. She's dancing in Vegas right now, and she's got a new show she's going to be doing. So good luck, Mary. Anyway, we've added two new sponsors to our show, UPS Store in Granada Hills and Northridge, and Fox Sports Grill, where I'm going to be hopefully doing some shows in the future in Westlake Village. So people will be able to see me and be able to hang out and maybe get a drink or two. Right? Anyway, tonight's guest, I'd like to introduce with a fanfare, Jose Luis Campos. So welcome. See, my pronunciation pretty good, huh?
Perfect.
Pretty good for a kid from the Valley. And his band is Collins Room. Right?
Yes.
Got see? It. Yep. See? Yep. That took me two English classes.
Yeah.
Anyway, and he'll go about, we'll give him an interview, he'll tell about his life, his career. And the guy's a young guy, 28 years old.
Yeah,
I have socks that old. Anyway, get back to that. Anyway, tonight we will also have a special holiday celebration around the LA area. I expect to have the mayor of West Hollywood. So in between all this, we're gonna have some live interviews. And you know, my show is always live, so you know, people call in, express how you feel, and real brief, we'll do the news. But before we get to the news, we're going to have the mayor on. I'm waiting for her to call. If not, we'll just do the news. That's Mayor Abby Land, and she's been a wonderful mayor in West Hollywood. She's the first madam mayor there, and she's done a lot of good things in West Hollywood. So we'll have her to, you know, discuss about the Carnival tomorrow, so which is a big festival tomorrow in West Hollywood. But what I'd like to do right now, so everyone can relax, calm down. You know, it's like a bar mitzvah, you know, when you prepare for a bar mitzvah. Anyway, people are saying, what is a bar mitzvah? Someone in Oklahoma right now saying, what the heck are you talking about? Anyway, that's a Jewish celebration when someone turns 13, right?
Correct.
Right? Correct.
Right,
All right. Someone told me I'm correct. I don't know. I'm never correct. That's when you do radio. Anyway, the following news has been brought to you by, we're going to have the preceding news, is sponsored by Milano Sandwiches and Espresso Bar in Tarzana, California, and by Northridge Steel, who have been our sponsors for a long time, and Tutti Frutti Frozen Yogurt. See how fast I say that? And by Rose Crown Fine British Dining in Santa Clarita, California. And also, I'm very proud to announce the powerhouse acting and singing lessons of Northridge. So they're out in our studio. So give you guys a hand right there. There you go. We'll give them a hand right here. Anyway, they're in-house. Let me give a quick news bulletin, and then we're going to go, oh, I got a call. Let me take this call. Hello, this is Cameron. And
Cameron's hi, Cameron. This is Erin Shackery from Riverside Drive Elementary School.
Oh, yes. Hi. How are you?
I am fine, thanks. I'm calling just a couple minutes early. I'm still
that's
in the festival.
Okay. That's
so.
Okay. That's okay. We'll allow you to 2 minutes. Now, tell people about your event that's going to happen tomorrow.
Tomorrow is the second day of our annual fall festival, and because it's Halloween, we're having a spooktacular event.
Okay.
We've got game booths, we've got food vendors, we have live entertainment, we have a haunted house, which is very spooky, and games and crafts, and a whole lot of fun. It's going to be great. Oh, and a silent auction. I almost forgot to mention that.
Okay, now, are you going to have food and everything like that? Food?
What? Do you want me to say something else?
No, are you going to have food? Food there? Food?
We have food.
All right.
We've got food from a bunch of different local vendors, and we also have our world-famous Parents for Riverside Drive bake sale.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a treat. I wish I could go tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to be...
Well, I wish you could come, too.
I'm going to be overwhelmed tomorrow with two events. But anyway, now if people want to go to it, is there a fee to go to this or to go to this?
No, this is free admission. We will have tickets for $1 a piece for the game booth, also for all of the events and the activities and the food. You can buy tickets.
Okay.
But there's free admission, so if you just want to come and hang out and listen to some live music,
okay,
that's great as well.
Well, anyway, thank you very much, and you're wonderful. And we'll talk in the week. We're going to do some projects together. So thank you very much for calling. I appreciate
wonderful.
It.
Wonderful.
And that was
okay.
And that,
thank you, Cameron.
That was one of the moms, right? One of the proud moms.
Yeah, one of the proud moms at Riverside Drive Elementary School in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Cameron.
Have a wonderful evening.
Take care.
And have a wonderful
day.
Okay, bye. Okay, we got another call. Boy, we're busy. Caller number two, Cameron's Sports and Life. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Can I get you my dial on the station, please?
Okay, who's this?
This is Francisco Ortiz. I'm going to be calling
Francisco, I know you. Francisco, now explain to everyone about the event in San Fernando, Halloween. Go ahead.
Well, I would like to invite everybody to come and join us right here in the city of San Fernando. This 1st of November, we have a big event, Dia de los Muertos event. We're going to be having calaveras. We're going to be having also a big altar, so we... I'm telling the people also to come and put their own altars.
All right.
It's going to be a great great event. It's November the 1st, once again. It started at 11 a.m. all the way to 5 o'clock.
Now, explain what that event means, because being me, a gringo kid from the Valley, tell me what that means. What is Dia de los Muertos? See, I'm learning my Spanish. I thought you were doing Yiddish. But anyway, what does that mean? What does that event mean?
The Dia de los Muertos is the day of the death event. And here in the Valley, we have celebrated for more than... This will be the 13th year. The day of the death event is a celebration that is pre-Hispanic. It dates back before the conquest of Mexico. The Aztec people, the native people of Mexico City, used to... do these rituals to honor the death. And Mexican people have been playing and dancing and singing with death to honor the beloved departed. And we have a special day, which is November the 2nd. But since it's coming out on a Monday, today we're going to be doing the event on November the 1st.
Yeah, is there any cost for this event? Any cost for this event?
No, this event is open to the public. It is free to the public.
Wonderful.
We'd like you to come and enjoy all the things that are happening with us. We're going to have Mariachi Aslan. We're going to have Violeta Quintero playing also beautiful music. We have Ballet Folklorico Olin, one of the leading ballet folkloricos here in the Valley in Los Angeles. We have dancer Cuauhtemoc, and there are the dancers, Aztec dancers, that are going to be also doing some rituals and blessing the site for this particular event.
Oh, wonderful. I should have come to my neighborhood. Bless my house and everything. You know, that would be good, too. But anyway, I will be coming. I'll show up there. I will be coming because you're near my house. I will come, And then I have to cover the NBA afterwards. You know, my job, my wonderful job I have all over the globe. But I will come, Francisco, so you know you can count on me. I'm going to be coming, so everyone out there, if you want to meet me, I will be there to on the day of the dead, huh? Day of the dead. You know what I was going to say? My culture, the day of the dead is when you can't eat pastrami, you know, and get sick. That's the day of our dead. But anyway, getting back to this, so we'll invite people to go out there. Do you have a website where they can get more information?
Yes, I have a number that I can
give
you.
Yeah, give people a number.
218-257-4072.
Okay.
And also, remember that the address is 10940 Sepulveda Boulevard, right in the corner of Brand and Sepulveda, right there in North Hills.
Right by the San Fernando Mission, right?
Right in front of it, exactly. Right in the corner by San Fernando Mission.
All right.
If you go to the San Fernando Mission, it's right in the corner of Sepulveda and Brand Boulevard.
Okay, great. Everyone out there, enjoy it. It's going to be a great day. Thank you very much, Francisco. I appreciate it. You know that. Thanks, man.
We'll see you on Sunday. So now,
come dress as a little more about the death. Okay, as long as I don't dress as a deadhead, right? A Grateful Dead. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, have a good time. I'll see you on Sunday. Thanks. All right.
Thank you very much.
You know, I appreciate it. Anyway, that was Francisco regarding the Day of the Dead. So, you know, people are saying, Day of the Dead? What the heck is that? But he explained it to us. So, you know, I wanted to, you know, have that event so everyone could listen. Anyway, we're going to take a quick time out because I know we've been a little busy right now. So let me take a quick time out and talk about one of our sponsors. You know, we get hungry. I get hungry all the time here. That's for sure. And the only place I go to Milano's. And Milano's Sandwiches and Espresso Bar. And that's where I go. And they're located in Tarzana, and they have the best chicken sandwiches, wraps, ice cream. They have sugar-free desserts for the diabetics out there. You know, we gotta, you know, have food for.
I'm getting hungry right now.
You're getting hungry right now. Well, we'll go right after this. Anyway, Milano's is located at the Metro Line, the Gold Line, and they have wonderful food, wonderful people over there, and they're one of our proud sponsors. Their number is 818-609-0822. They accept major credit cards. They have scrumptious French fries cooked to order, chocolate cake. And they have sugar-free chocolate cakes, so I guess it's less calories, right? Less fat, one of the two. And ice cream. And just mention our show and you'll receive a free dessert. Isn't that pretty good? You get a free dessert. And they're located at 6075 Reseda Boulevard next to the Gold Line, which is in the city of Tarzana. So you know what I always say, Milano's is simply the best. All right, with that in mind, we're going to get into the broadcast. So let me interview this nice man that came all the way. You came all the way from North Hollywood,
Mexico,
right? Mexico,
actually.
That was your former country. You live here right now, right?
Yes.
All right.
Since last 5 years I've been here.
She's my translator, so.
There you go.
Exactly, my translator.
I'm going to need it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Anyway, let me put up her mic a little bit. Could you hear me? Wait, let me get you on. Could you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Could you hear me clearly? Okay.
Perfectly.
All right. Anyway, Luis has got a band, and he's a phenomenal act. He's a drummer.
Thanks,
he's been going around town playing really well. He teaches kids how to you know do that drum. Maybe I'll learn one time, but it's phenomenal. And what we're going to do tonight is we're going to have him perform a little bit. His band called Colin's Room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it right.
Yeah. And real quick before we go on, how did you get into this wacky business called you know drummer and you know musician or what have you? How'd you get involved with this?
Well. It's like, I think like everybody just start looking at drummers out there when you don't play any kind of, you know, like drums.
Hold on one second. We got a call. Hello. Is this Cameron Sports and Life? Can I help you?
Hi, this is Brandon. I'm calling about the Trunk or Treat that's coming up tomorrow night. I wanted to share
tell our listeners real quick. Tell us a little about that.
Well, Living Hope Community Church and the Kiwanis Club of San Fernando are partnering together, and what we're doing is we're putting on a trunk or treat, and it's going to be in San Fernando right on the corner of 3rd Street and North McClay. And what we're doing is it's an alternative to Halloween for families. So instead of having the families go door to door and trick or treat, we put on a big event for them to come. It's safe, it's friendly, it's a lot of fun, and what we do is we have people decorate trunks with a theme, and the kids can come around to each trunk and play a game, and they can get some candy. We're going to have food. We're going to have a petting zoo. The whole event is free.
All right. Where are you located? Where is this going to be located at?
It's in San Fernando, and it's on the corner of 3rd and North McClay.
All right. Okay. So 3rd and North McClay. And is there a cost to this?
No, it's absolutely free. And it's going to be, let's see, it is from, it's from 6 o'clock to, like, around 6 to 8.
Okay, good. So they could go home, and this is an alternative to staying at home and getting that candy out for the trick-or-treaters, right?
You know, exactly.
It's a really good thing. Actually, I went 1 year to another organization that had it. They're great. I will be going the first hour, so I will be coming there. So... Have a lot of good food. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, when I come, I'll check out. You know, check
that,
the food.
And that's Living Hope. Is that sponsored by the Pastor Sam Mesa's church?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Great.
I know him. Nice man.
Oh, good. See, at least you know him.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Anyway, so anything else we should tell our listeners? Do you have a website on it?
We do. It's called thehopeinyou.com. So
right.
You can go on there and get some more information about Living Hope Community Church. And, again, we're just inviting all the families, kids of all ages, to come out and have a great time tomorrow night.
All right. Thank you very much, and we appreciate it. And next time you have an event, let us know, and we'll publicize it on here, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you very much. All right.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too.
God bless.
Bye. Bye. All right. See, I got blessed, and I don't know why. I don't know why I got blessed. Anyway, getting back to our interview. Sorry about that.
Don't worry.
We got to take them as we you know,
take the calls
as we get them. Now, we were talking about the musical industry, and it's a crazy business.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it
for
is.
Sure. And who taught you how to play the drums? Tell the folks out there. How did you learn how to play the drums?
Well, I first of all started with, you know, looking at friends. You know, my friends, drummers, and, you know, trying to get stuff here and there. And, going to concerts and just trying buying DVDs, instructional DVDs and all that kind of stuff. You know, like, you get more involved in it. So
Who influenced you? What artist would you say influenced your career so far?
Pretty much jazz drummers. I would say there's this guy... He's from Mexico. He actually, his name is Antonio Sanchez. He plays with a guitar player named Pat Metheny.
Oh yeah,
and he's pretty much my main influences. And I got Travis Barker from Blink-182. He's one of the ones that I've been following the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's really great. And
now one other thing when it comes to music. Is, you know, it's like an artist, you know, doing a painting when you're an artist. I don't have that ability, unfortunately.
Me either.
But I know, but I see drummers and people that have that ability, and it's just amazing. And now, I know you've been in drumming. Now, did you get in? Were you in the, you know, the typical rock and roll band when
mm-hmm.
you started in
yeah.
Mexico? Were you
yeah.
the in a rock and roll band?
Yeah, I started like one guitar player, and that's it. Actually, that's it. That was my band, just a guitar player, and it wasn't that great, to be honest.
Okay.
And I started playing with a lot of people in my city. You know, one of the, I mean, the main bands, and you know, I started going here and there. I went to Mexico City to the School of Music for 5 years, and then I started getting more like interested drums. And all that kind of stuff.
Now, when you play drums, Ringo Starr always said, he always prayed all the time when he played drums. He said,
mm-hmm.
the only time when I pray, I pray to God that I don't mess up on the drums. He always said that on interviews. Now, when you play the drums, I know it's such a talent, because there was Louis Belson, who I met many years ago. I interviewed
really?
Him. Oh, yeah. He's
it's
a wonderful
great
guy.
Drummer.
Yeah, Louis Belson. Well, he was married to Pearl Bailey, who I met. Later in her life, when she went back to CSUN, I got to meet her. She was in a class of mine.
Wow.
But anyway, Louis Belson was a wonderful example.
Amazing.
And he did wonderful stuff with the drum. And then, seeing the old Frank Sinatra shows and mm-hmm. who he had Nelson Riddle and the guys that he had, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And you know, we know that drummers are very important, you know, people to a band, and to get the skill wise is amazing. Tell me right now in your career, I know you're doing as they call alternative mm-hmm. music.
Yeah,
punk rock or whatever.
Yeah, I would say punk rock.
Okay, what led you into that type of music?
Well, I started listening to Pearl Jam when I was a drummer, and then everything started from there. I started listening to grunge, you know, like Soundgarden, Nirvana, and all those bands, you know, and that's actually why I always dreamed that I wanted to be in a band, like a rock band, you know. And I'm from Mexico, and I always dreamed that I wanted to play in an American band. And actually, I'm right here doing it right now.
You're doing it right now. Hey, like Carlos Santana.
Yeah,
Carlos Santana. You played in a band. All right. What we're gonna do is to get people to get a little feel of your work, and people from mm-hmm. coast to coast. You know, maybe you'll travel to Europe. You never know from my radio show. But people listen throughout the the universe out on the internet. We're gonna play one of your songs. I'm gonna key it up, and not screw it up, as they say. So we'll put it on right now. We're gonna play right now a song called Apologies. Here we go. So I say I'm gonna be unapologetic, not even playing it. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Well, that wow, that was one amazing song. Thanks. Get you up here. What amazing song out there. I know a couple people from Africa said, what was that again? What can I hear? No, but it was really, it was amazing. It was just amazing music.
Thanks.
What was your inspiration for Apologies?
Well, actually, that's pretty much the inspiration of the guitar player. And it's actually, you know, as a full band, it's not only one member, you know. That's actually the way we compose all the music, you know. There's mm-hmm. not only one member. I wanted to say the whole band.
So you're like a baseball team. You have the whole
yeah.
the whole unit. The whole unit
yeah.
perform. Okay, let me do one more song and then mm-hmm. we're gonna have so we gotta be fair here, we got another act. I tell you, busy it's like a forum. We've got another act wanting to go on.
Bring
anyway,
it.
We're gonna play one more song. It's called Silence the Insects. And you have to explain that. What's that all about?
Silence the Insects. Well, it talked about like you know, like you have a girlfriend, you know, and you tell your girlfriend just run away with me, and you know, let's
took
go.
Off with
no,
you, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty much like that, you know.
That's too real to me. That's too real. Right
yeah,
now.
That song is pretty much written by the guitar player and the singer,
uh-huh.
you know. So they are the ones that can explain to you perfectly, you know. I'm the drummer, so I'm the one who can. Tell you more about the drums.
Well, the drummer used to take away my girlfriends, but that's another story.
Yeah, not my thing.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to hear the Silence Insects, and then, believe it or not, we'll take a quick break after that, after this song. Enjoy it, everyone out there. And we're going to play it. So we are
going to...
See, I feel like an old DJ. I'm the news. I'm the sport. Anyway, we'll play right now, so enjoy it. And everyone, America, hear it. Okay, here we go. See, we're doing like a live radio when it things don't quite hit. We're gonna play it. Here we go. Here. Let me get it. Insects.
Yep.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. Come on, play it. There we got it. Anyway, before I get this on here. Come on. Good. Now we'll go. Play. Yeah. I didn't know what I have to do? I know what I do. There we go.
Questions I need to ask you.
Not even how excited I am.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Cameron.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Bonnie Hellman from Children's Theater Group of Southern California.
Hi, Bonnie. We spoke earlier. Tell the folks up there about your special performance you're going to have, I guess, tomorrow and also on Sunday.
We actually do not have a show tomorrow because all of our kids will be out trick-or-treating.
Okay.
But our Children's Theater Group of Southern California is presenting the Princess Plays, which is for family audiences. And we play Friday and Saturday night, except for Halloween, at 7 p.m., and Sundays at 2 p.m. And we are in association with the Eclectic Company Theater in North Hollywood.
Okay. Now, how much are tickets?
Tickets are $15, but if you bring a group of 10 or more, there is a discount. And if you call for reservations, the number is 818-508-3003.
All right.
That's 818-508-3003. And I'm standing outside the theater where we just opened to a standing ovation sold-out house.
All right.
And all of our performers are ages 10 to 14. And our director for this show, Gabe Greenspan, has been a member of the company. He's a senior in high school, and this is the first time we've had one of our members direct one of our shows.
Oh, wow. That's we're going to have him on, hopefully, on a future broadcast. I'd like to get him in. And he sounds like a real talent. I'd like to get him in the studio. Anyway, real quick, our tickets are available. And
And the show is called The Princess Plays, and it's two one-act comedies about princesses.
Oh, wow. That's...
And it's perfect for a family audience.
It sounds wonderful. I wish I could go to that show, but unfortunately I'm all packed up for that day. But anyway, everyone out there, please go to a very good theater, very good fine theater that we have out here in Southern California, and we're a national show, so we get people from back east, and nothing like going to children's theater. Oh, it's phenomenal. Kids and phenomenal work that's being done there, which you're the producer. You're the director, aren't you, over there?
I am a director, but I did not direct this show.
Oh, the gentleman.
I've been a director for many, many years, right. And I'm also an actor. I performed on Broadway. And our company, this is our eighth season.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got about 60 members in the company, all ages 8 to 18. And one of our kids is on Broadway right now. And so,
that's great.
Sorry, I'm losing.
I'm losing you. We're hearing you because of the cell phone. Cell phones do that to me too. They get you a little discombobulated when you're on a cell phone. But anyway, we thank you very much. We have to move on because we've got some people. Please attend the show.
Okay.
And we'll see you next time. We'll talk next time.
Okay, and Gabe will be happy to come on next week.
Oh, wonderful. We'll have a special appearance. Hopefully we'll get his dad. Come on, I won't say anything yet. I got to get my
eyes.
I got to tease them a little bit. All right? Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Next week we may have, we're crossing our fingers, from, if you remember Seinfeld, Jason Alexander. This may be in studio next week. So that's going to be first for us to get Jason Alexander here, and he's a wonderful performer. Son is a director over there at that children's theater. So wonderful theater for kids. It's a good family night out. Anyway, real quick, I got one more question, and then I got to take this one call. See, I'm busy. Busy. Okay. Hello. I get a long call from Utah, from Orem, Utah. Hi. How are you? Hi, Krista. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You like the show tonight?
I do.
Oh, good. We're rocking the dial.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have any questions for my wonderful rock and roll drummer here?
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to call and say hi to you.
Okay, I know you did. Anyway, well, I'll call you off the air. All right.
Okay.
See, yes. only on LA Radio. Thanks so much, Krista. And thank you so much. Only on LA Radio, you get a live phone call from from a girlfriend. There you go. Live girlfriend on the air. Anyway, one quick question, and then we're going to have someone else come on in with the remaining time we have. Big question mark is, now you're going to be performing around town?
Yes. Actually, we have a show tomorrow here in Hollywood.
Okay.
It's in a disc club called Marbella. And if you want to know about the information, you can go to our website, which is www.collinsroom.com.
All right.
Collins with Z. And I want to invite you to my website as well. My website is www.josueluiscampos.com, JOSELUISCAMPOS.
That's all right. That's all right. Someone's gonna say, "Who is that guy again?" No, that's okay because he's a wonderful drummer, and hearing the two songs, they were phenomenal. Really were, you know. And too bad we don't have 2-hour show. I'd love to have like to have you perform more, definitely. And now the next audience will be here soon. They say the audience and interview. So we have a really special show tonight. And by the way, Christmas time is coming, and we're gonna have a live show. We're putting together at in Northridge. It's gonna be at the Crescendo Theater, which is part of the Powerhouse school of acting and singing. So we're putting that together right now, and we're looking for performers that want to sing on Christmas. We're doing a live show on Christmas Day. So everyone out there, we will be the only live show in America, and I heard only a live show around the world. So, you know, everyone's talking to me, going, "We want to be on that show." So we're going to have Christmas songs, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and I haven't heard a Kwanzaa song, so that I haven't heard yet. But it's open to all artists, so to come on there, okay? And we'll talk. Anyway, thank you very much.
You.
And we're going to set up. We'll have you again because you're not just for half an hour. You're more for an hour because you have really nice music.
I just want to mention very
quickly. Yeah, real quick because we've got a limited time.
I got a DVD coming.
Yeah.
January 2010.
Okay.
And just go to my website and.
Now you could come back. Bring your DVD on January because when is it? When is it coming out?
January actually.
Okay.
I think it's going to be the 20th.
And all right.
It's going to be a drum instructional DVD. So
okay.
We'll keep in contact.
Okay, cool. We'll keep in contact. No problem. Thank you very much. And out there, we got to get this next act. Bring them in. All right. Bring them in. And then I want to thank you very much. You know, it was wonderful. Wonderful having you in. And thank you very much, man. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for putting up with my horrible humor, huh? Anyway, I'm going to do one quick commercial break as we go introduce our next performer, and that is with Northridge Steel. You know, right now people are trying to fix things up at their house. They want to redo their driveway. They want to redo their doorway. Well, at Northridge Steel, you know, they've been around for 30 years, and they do wonderful, wonderful work. Wonderful work. Anyway, they do wonderful work at Northridge Steel, and they're located in the city on Parthenia. Anyway, they do wonderful work, and they have a special for $2.99, and it's phenomenal. So that's Northridge Steel, www.northridgesteel.com. And one other thing I was going to say real quick, they do take Visa and MasterCard. Yeah, thank you very much. All right, we're changing the guard as we speak. See what happens on an hour show? It goes by so fast. We're going to mic you guys up, and we'll get everything together here. And I want to do one quick announcement, too, while I'm at it. We have a sponsor, of yogurt, great yogurt, Tutti Frutti. And Tutti Frutti's been behind us for the time we've been on the air, and they have wonderful yogurt, and they have chocolate. See, I'm getting you hungry out there. Chocolate, cookies and cream, cappuccino, maybe you like green tea. They have all that and more. And Tutti Frutti is located at 10186 Reseda Boulevard in Northridge. They've been one of our proud sponsors, and when you go in there, ask for their VIP card. You save a couple dollars on the yogurt. It's only 35 cents an ounce, right? Not that much. And I have one of my sponsors that came in, and the Powerhouse School of Music and Acting and Performing and
Dance
and everything.
Acting.
Acting. and dance. Well, you do it all. Anyway, I'm going to introduce everyone in a second. We'll get everyone teed up to see if they can hear me. You know, I feel like that Barbara Streisand song, Mama, Can You Hear Me? You know, that song. Okay. Could you hear me on line one? All right.
Yeah, nice and clear.
All right. And there's only going to be one. Okay, she put it in already. One track. All right. Now, real quick before we go on. Now, tell us what you're doing over there and introduce yourself to the people out there in Radio Land.
Well, my name is Phil Ernst from Powerhouse Music, Acting and Dance. And we're pretty much covering all the performing arts. We're one-stop shop, I guess you could say.
Oh, you're like a 7-Eleven, huh?
Yeah, kind of. We're not open 24 right. hours, but pretty close.
Okay, cool. Now, introduce this beautiful young lady. You go on. Go closer. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Hi, I'm Jackie Nelson.
Okay.
And I take lessons at Powerhouse. I take dance. And acting, and singing, and let's see what else? Guitar.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Is this your first time been on radio?
Yeah.
See, I can tell. Next, you'll be good. You'll be. It takes only two times. You'll be good. No, I'm just kidding. No, right. She's good. She, you know what it is? You go on the air, it goes a little crazy. And this lady here, I'll tell you, Miss Nelson, has been. I met her, and she's a phenomenal lady. And introduce yourself to the audience.
Well, I'm Kate Nelson. I'm the program director up at Powerhouse, and I get the fun job because I get to put events together. I get to put different ideas into motion, and it's so much fun because both of my partners up there, both Phil and Monica Margolis, are able to execute all of the different things that we come up with, and we come up with just a mile of stuff, and that's just in the music side of things, and then. Also, I've been involved with putting together plays, musical theater, summer camp programs. We're doing this winter. We're doing a Glee-like summer winter break, and so they'll be singing, acting, and dancing all day long between the week between Christmas and New Year's.
So there'll be a lot of activities going on, huh? At that time, wonderful. We only have what we're going to do right now because of time is always the evil. When you go on radio, it's always the problem is time. Let's do this because of time. I know this is one of your songs, right? You're gonna sing?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about the song, and then we'll go into a little interview with everyone. Tell us about your song.
Okay, the song is originally by Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
And it's my favorite song to sing.
All right. So this is your rendition. Tell the people what you're singing. What song is it?
It's called Last Name.
Last Name, all right. What we could do is go up to the mic. Yeah, be comfortable.
Can she stand up?
Yeah, she can, but stand is up, it good, is it better for you? Yeah, let's try it. Say like live radio, you can get me a coffee while you're up. No, I'm just kidding. Stand up there. You got to be in the mic. Just talk to that little mic. Could you hear us? I don't think it's going to work.
That was fun.
Just, you know what you do? Just speak into the mic. Go close in.
Okay.
It's like a friend. It's like a good friend, like Allstate. Just go in there, and then what we're going to do is we'll play the song. I think you guys gave her the tape already, right?
Yep.
Yes.
We're ready, keyed in, so let's do it. Do the best you can, and we're going to be rooting you on. So go ahead. And we're going to hear the nice song right now. ¶¶